אתם עם SBS בעברית.
What happens is we're invited to be part of the program, and once you accept to be part of the program, you become allocated to a local council or an area which wants you to come as a speaker and part of their awards presentations for local citizens. So you meet volunteers, you meet lots of people in the local council and the community. Obviously, depending on where you're going, you may meet. And this year I went out to central west of New South Wales to the Warrumbungle Shire, which is quite a fascinating area in its own right. And there I was a guest speaker at three different places, one called Binaway, one Barradine and Pinabarabran.
What do you do besides being a keynote speaker?
In past years, there have been citizens at the various councils I've been to, and I have presented citizenship awards. But in this particular area, there weren't new citizens this year at all. You become the main speaker. You're a bit of a one-day celebrity in that. The most important thing is you give the main speech at the various functions they have during the day. You know, in these relatively small towns, we're talking about quite a major event during their annual series of public events. The local council hosts it, they invite people in. As I said, you get to give a speech, you hang around, you meet people. But in addition to speaking, obviously, you do spend time getting to know the community, so they spend time getting to know you.
What was the topic of your speech this year?
This year, there were two themes. One was resilience, because obviously going through the recent times of the bushfires and added to that the longer period of the drought, resilience is a very important principle and a very important thing for people to concentrate on. But they also wanted people to tell their personal stories, with the idea that Australia is not simply a geographic entity. It's not a place that just has a history. It's not a place that just has a politics and whatever. But it also consists of millions of individuals, all of whom have a story, some of whom are going to have stories which they feel can inspire others to be involved more in the various aspects of life, such as volunteering particularly, but also working out how you can give, how every individual can maximise their contribution to making Australia a better place for everybody.
We're talking to Jeremy Jones, Director of Community and International Affairs of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. And you're listening to Shalom Australia SBS with Nitza Lowenstein. Jeremy, can you please tell our listeners about you? You're doing so much for the community, and let's find out directly from you what you are doing.
Well, if I can talk in terms a little bit about what I was saying in my speeches, it's one of these things where I was very fortunate. I know I was fortunate. I was born in Australia, and my family's been here over 160 years. And during that time, there's been an interaction between my family and some significant events within Australia. Obviously, in the last couple of years, a theme has been the anniversary, the 100 years since the First World War. I had family members who had participated in the Australian Armed Forces in different ways. That became something that was significant, but also was the intersection between my family and General Sir John Monash, because he was a figure in the Melbourne Jewish community at the time. My great-grandfather's sisters were also part of that community. I come from that background on one side, that's my father's mother's side, and so I was able to talk a little bit about that. But the issues of what I've been involved with, which were interesting particularly to them, were work, first of all, in the issue of building relations between different communities in Australia, and then dealing with the issue of racism, not just anti-Semitism, but further racism within Australia. So the work with interfaith relations is something which in my personal activity recently has been international as well as local. Towards the end of last year, I conducted a speaking tour of Islamic institutions of higher learning in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim country, where I was doing my utmost to help people get an understanding of Jews, Judaism. Israel, obviously, is also part of that sort of discussion. In previous years, I've been in other countries as well. I was a speaker at a major iftar during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. I'm dealing with some very interesting challenges there, while I'm also involved in Australia very actively in the National Dialogue of Christians, Muslims and Jews, the annual conversation between the Jewish community and the Catholic Church, and a range of other interfaith organisations. There's also the issue of dealing with racism. I was a speaker at the Australian Reconciliation Convention dealing with the issues of Indigenous Australians in my capacity of Chair of Faith Communities of the Faith Community Advisory Group to that Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation. And I've had a long period of involvement in helping understanding a relationship of the broader community with Indigenous communities. And also when it came to the cases of the racial hatred cases under Section 18C of the Australian Racial Discrimination Act, I was the complainant on behalf of the Executive Council of Australian Jury in the cases against Holocaust denial.
We are talking to Jeremy Jones, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So Jeremy, I think it's an incredible honour to be an Australia Day ambassador. Tell us a little bit about the places you visited this year and the people you've met.
It was interesting. There's not much Jewish background to that part of New South Wales or Australia. You do drive past a place called Jews Creek, which I thought was quite novel and interesting. I wasn't able to find out too much about the place other than a very long time ago, apparently there was a Jewish landowner in the area, although people were pretty vague. For most of the people I'm meeting in these places, it's the first opportunity many have had to have a conversation with a Jewish person. That's those who spent most of their life in that area. Obviously, you meet people who've been to university in the capital cities and have travelled, but it's still a very good opportunity to be able to talk about not only the fact that I personally am Jewish, but about the Jewish community within Australia and its history and its interests and how we fit into the broader picture. At the moment in these places, what you see more than anything else in a lot of New South Wales is the incredible damage, the damage of the recent bushfires, but also fires going back a few years. So I'm not just talking about these bushfires, but the damage bushfires can do to our environment. And people had very interesting discussions about what might need to be done in the future to prevent some of the problems in the past. But also the drought is really something which hits you so much. There are rivers which have been significant flowing source of water, but resources in many ways over a long period of time, which simply are dry or at the very best a few puddles along a waterway. Get an appreciation of what people in that part of Australia are going through. And everyone is aware, I think, of the enormous effort the Jewish community has been making, as well as other parts of the Australian community, to help out. In terms of the people, this part of the world is the astronomy capital of Australia and arguably the world because of the incredible clear skies. And it's very interesting to be able to meet up with the first Australian woman and the only Australian woman to have discovered a comet, and she discovered a couple. You're meeting farmers, you're meeting geologists, you're just meeting a range of human beings who are living in a very interesting part of Australia and are doing their best to make their community succeed in a difficult environment. Overall, the feedback that I received to my speeches was very positive because the idea is human beings of all different backgrounds being able to give to each other to build a better society and build a better community. The fact that I'm wearing a kippah, the fact that I'm talking about my Jewish background in my speech, brings no negatives whatsoever. It brings, at the most, a little bit of curiosity, but more often, people who just want to accept that I'm part of this scenery in Australia.
Jeremy Jones, Director of Community and International Affairs of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.